Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him, to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood.
International call.
Interface
complete.
Patty cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it, pat it, mark it with a B. Put it in the oven for you and me.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency.
Yep.
I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency. Then I make the song for you and me.
I won't knock your hustle, don't knock mine. Racing for cash, I meet you at the finish line. I could be busy for cake, I'ma make the time. And try to duplicate my flow and copy my grind. Make beats like me, mix down like me. Run around telling people that they don't like me. Ashwood, bring the heat, cowards ain't hungry. I gave you my style, what more do you want from me? Feel a bad vibe when I come through. Since I came around streets, I forgot about you.
Come on,
made a watch for the swag jacket. That's part of the game. I see our rappers, they rapping the same. And the same dudes talking, thinking they know me. In a house laying low, ducking they OG. One deep in the spot, it's whatever. Before you come at me, better have your thing together.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency. I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency. Then I made the song for you and me.
What can you do for me that I can't do for myself?
Nothing.
When you're hot, everybody wanna offer some help. I'm the young talent. Most of these rappers is old. 20 page line about all the copies they sold.
Come on.
Yet you looking for a tip like them girls on a pole. No call, no show when it comes to your show. What you hating for? We got the same goal. Keep focus on the grind. Get your foot in the dough. Kid, no sleep. That's the independent label. Thanksgiving. I bring a lot to the table. Ashwood, I'm the voice of hip hop. Your old lady screaming the kid hot. Might let the kid pop. You mad at me, pissed, so why not? I ain't even dropped, still a hive on the treetop. Big headed, I don't know where your mind at. If you so smart, why the hell you ain't signed yet?
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency. I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency. Then I make the song for you and me.
Couldn't hang if you hung yourself. Take the rope and put it to your neck.
And pray to God if he was up next.
And have to save your life. Have faith from the beginning. Don't act like a dumbass. And style and like this is an ass. Call me an animal cause I'm a jackass. A black ass. Not a white ass. Take a picture now. That's a flash. Flash Gordon. He's a jackass. I'm down with Superman. The G.I. Joe man. And he man. Matter of fact, with a transformer man. The roots of an ass. You're not an ass. You are an ass. Yes, you're Yes, I said that you are ass, not a butt. What's up, the most high? Don't even ride my ass. Get off my ass, ass in the Bible. Guess what, jackass, the domestic animal, human ass. Brass ass, not a golden ass. Please don't doubt my ass. God loves
a jackass.
Feel ass, first class. Yes, that's me. Get off.
Uncle F.
Guess what? Butt cheeks in the past. Male and female, a donkey ass. In the Genesis. Genesis, yes, I said it correctly. He is a wild donkey, a man donkey. 1612, Genesis, like I said in the past. No, I'm not a jackass. Now play that.
What the hell was that? The hell was that, Uncle F? I'm gonna talk to him about that shit. Hey, don't bring me no motherfucking 2-minute tracks. If y'all shit ain't over 3-4 minutes long, god damn. The hell going on? Trying to give a nigga some love. Gotta make that shit long, Uncle F. The hell going on? Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. See you up in here, girl.
Relationship ideas, reason to write this song. True lasting happiness, recognize the thought. Thinking, enjoy the circumstances. God is the plan. Now it's in my hand. Making decisions with the right hand. Making decisions with the left hand. Now I'm fine, not like be fine. Now it's the blessing within. Assemble your thoughts, destroy the devil. The fruit, gain wisdom, speak wisdom like a philosopher. Study, gain more faith, and destroy the hate. Like I'm like a baby, swim. Women in the lake, stand up, yo man up, don't
slow down,
give
slow
up.
Down,
guess
down,
what
slow down, slow down, slow down.
Posing new, picture me, just to grab attention. Did I mention the nation will see my ass, the greatest, the baddest, Mr. Handsome. I have God on my side, purpose and theme. You know what I do, you know what I mean. Moral benefits of wisdom upon the heart to understand. Find my hand, right to left, dribbling like if my name is Odyssey to benefit a woman. Pay attention and gain wisdom from Uncle F and pass the test. Because guess what? This nigga's up next. I'm flexing from 9 to 5. Do overtime like I'm getting paid.
Now, that was a little bit better. That was a little bit better. Shout out DJ DJ Uncle F right there, man. Doing it real big. Right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize, man. Got something extra special, you know what I'm saying? You know, fuck motherfucking Black History Week. God damn it, every fucking day is Black History Day. Every motherfucking month is Black History Month. God damn it, every moment you fucking wake your goddamn eyes up, you in Black History. Motherfuckers better wake up. That's why you keep seeing darkness. Why are you motherfuckers lost in darkness? Yeah, because you lost in our blackness. You know what I'm saying? We lost in it, too, because we can't get back to our shit. Like, I had to go off on a motherfucker yesterday. I ain't going to say go off, but I had to educate a motherfucker yesterday. You know what I'm saying? That, yes, right here on the Starship Smelly Prize, each and every Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, for the rest of this entire month, you know, we're teaching a language, you know what I'm saying, the Afrikaan language. And I say, you know what I'm saying, I'm teaching it because I'm going back home, you know what I'm saying, to where, you know, my original birthplace is, you know, yeah, okay, I was born here, Tampa, Florida, you feel me? My ancestors, my descendants are from Africa, all right? Nobody was born in a motherfucking America, period. Everybody just explored and came to this motherfucker. Wasn't nobody born in this bitch. It wasn't nothing but a bunch of trees and wilderness and just earth. So, you know, until niggas came and then we started cultivating the land and shit, you know what I'm saying? But niggas was here first in Florida. Look your history up. I don't never just talk out my ass. I look my history up. And I dare somebody to come on and tell me it's different. Because I'm going to take you to the source where the fuck I've read it off of and then take you to another source where I back that up. Motherfucker tell me I'm not African. Man, please, I'm not African American. You know, I don't know what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? I ain't shit about me American. Everything about me is African. Everything, from the way I dance, to the way I talk, to the slang that I have, my so-called Ebonics. We all just getting back to our natural way of life. We getting back to our Africanness. You know, and motherfuckers, a lot of outsiders, you know what I'm saying, start to see that and they get offended at that. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't be a part of that whole big scheme. Even though you motherfuckers come from us, period. I don't give a damn. If you any other pigment but black, you are a piss off of me and my people. You are a shit off of me and my people. Yeah, I give it to you, blood raw. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't got nothing to do with feelings. It's all about understanding on this show here. If you ain't got it, you on the wrong show here. So today's influence of yesterday's show is I'm teaching you motherfuckers how to dance Thursday. All right? So I'm showing the world, you know, well, actually talking. I ain't going to be actually dancing on cam. But I'm actually, you know, talking about how to dance in its origin. And yes, all forms of modern dance are the spawn of traditional African or African dances. I got some YouTube videos as well as more related info to this topic. You know what I'm saying? Such as Mapuka, M-A-P-O-U-K-A, which is the dance that you now see popularized in most U.S. clubs and abroad. Let me get into that. You know what I'm saying? You can read along if you like. Look up African dances, you know what I'm saying, on Wikipedia. And actually goes pretty in-depth, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we're going to be reading from in just a second, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's what time it is, man. It ain't no fucking period for us. Ain't no 1 month can cover anything about a motherfucking black man or woman. It would take a lifetime for you motherfuckers to get to understand us. And even after that, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to wait another 1,000,000 years. I mean, everything that you see in the history right now reflects what was at the beginning. What's at the end will come, you feel me? Will be the beginning again. But we were the beginning. You know, and however the diabolical scheme and shit got flipped to where we, you know, was the ass end of the mule, you know what I'm saying? And y'all turned it to the head, I don't know how that happened, but it happened. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we in this present state that we in today. But nigga like me, you can get back to your blackness. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing racist about me. Everything that I do is for the education of people. You all come from black. You all come from darkness. When Lord said, let there be light, then you motherfuckers start spawning off after that. But other than that, you know, you see the truth. You're listening to the truth. Anything else is sugar-coated. You know what I'm saying? Butt it down like a fucking roll. Trying to sweeten you up and shit. So, you know, dust the birds, so what the color was dust. Exactly. You know, dark dust. When you mix, that's the other thing. You know, and this Miss Computer Lady dropping some knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, people, especially religious sects. And that's S-E-T-S. Sex, sectors. How the hell is religion broke down into sectors like private government is broke down into sectors? Huh? Yeah. They talking about them Adam and Eve, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But everything was created from the dust of the earth. So when you mix the dust of the earth with air and water and everything else, what you get? Motherfucking mud. Black ass mud. Ain't no whiteness came out of no fucking dust. Where that came from? I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Ain't about pissing nobody off, man. If you're getting pissed off, that's because you don't want to understand. You don't want to believe. You want to stay in your motherfucking same path and your same role of you know, of this whatever the shit you're getting blowed up in. You know what I'm saying? The smoke that's getting blowed up your ass. You want to mentally stay there. You do not want to mentally progress. You do not want to take yourself to a more understandable level about this world and what we live in. So therefore, you'll bump your own fucking head. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to sit up here and get mad about it. I'm just going to let you keep running into that motherfucking wall. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it's just going to be. So I got some African music that I am currently uploading. So it's going to be just a few seconds, people, you know what I'm saying, till we actually get started into the readings and all that. So I'm going to get, you know, a couple of little songs out the way, smooth it out a little bit. Don't forget, you know what I'm saying, you know, next month is so-called Black History Month. You know, this weekend is Martin Luther King's birthday, you know what I'm saying? Do something to celebrate your blackness, man. You know, celebrate your blackness. That's what time it is, people. Fuck everybody else. Celebrate you. They ain't worrying about you. White people ain't worried about you. Puerto Ricans ain't worried about you. Mexicans ain't worried about you. Only motherfuckers worried about you is you. You worrying about what everybody else thinks. That's the most only thing that really pissed me off about black people. We are the king ding-a-ling swings around this motherfucker, but we worrying about what everybody else think about us. The world is not going to move until we goddamn step forward and say, okay, you do this, you do that now, okay, boom. Till we guide the world on where the hell it needs to go, this motherfucker is not going to go nowhere. It hasn't gone anywhere since the beginning of time. How the hell is it going to go anywhere now? It didn't go anywhere before the cotton gin and moonshine and all this other shit that black people created. Didn't go nowhere until niggas with so-called no education, you know what I'm saying, educated the world on how to goddamn survive. And you motherfuckers wouldn't be surviving if it wasn't without us. You goddamn, you wouldn't have no kind of culture to look at. You feel me? Ask a white person to look back at their culture and tell them where does their culture come from. I ain't talking about where they come from. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let me walk over here real quick. Cause, you know, when I get in touch with my blackness, man, look at here. I can't stand when a person, you know what I'm saying, want to walk up. And it's cool, though, because it makes me recognize that, you know, there is still an extreme amount of ignorance in this world. And that the Willie Lynch letter is still in effect. 1712. Do the math on that. We're coming up into 2012. Over 300 years. The man set it forth for 400 years. He said you're going to be able to control your slaves at least 300 to 400 years. So, I mean, shit, that's 1712. We ain't even gotten to, we still got two more years of fucking slavery left. If you let yourself be enslaved mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, I mean, you got to break down slavery, what slavery means now. Slavery don't mean getting out there picking cotton no more. All right, that is not slavery. That modern day slavery is now left to the goddamn prison systems and the jailhouses. That's where you get your free modern day slavery at. If you want to go ahead and be a slave, go on and just steal a candy bar. It will slave the shit out your ass. Give you slave wages and everything else. Keep you mentally enslaved. That's what people on the streets are, though. People on the streets are mentally enslaved. Go to church every Sunday, you know what I'm saying, thinking that the pastor's going to sit up there and say some magical words to make their whole motherfucking life better. But then when you step out of the church, you know what I'm saying, you sit in your car and you hit that goddamn bottle of Ripple for MD 2020. Pastor ain't have nothing to do with that. Church ain't have nothing to do with your DUI. Church ain't have nothing to do with you driving off the church property and running to a stop sign because you was drunk before you came to church. You have a problem. That you not taking up with the Lord. You trying to take it up with man. You can't take shit up with no other man. That goddamn preacher got problems with his motherfucking self. He just as a backslider as you are. But he's just put in a position that where he has to be there in order to, you know, at least if he wasn't there, you know what I'm saying, you motherfuckers would be caught like completely in the darkness. So, I mean, yeah, the Lord tell you it's going to be false prophets, you know what I'm saying? And believe half of what you hear and really none of what you hear and half of what you read. And that's what I always say at the end of my nutty news, you feel me? Don't believe what the fuck I'm telling you. I'm giving you the sources, though, to go and find the shit out yourself. I'm not putting nobody in the dark, not finna blow no smoke screens or nothing like that, because I don't want nobody to come back, you know what I'm saying, and be like, oh, smell, well, you lied to me, dog, and you told me this, you told me that. I ain't tell you shit. I guided you, brother. Now, it was upon you to take that guidance and what you was going to do with or without it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, yeah, from everything. I mean, well, I don't even know that cataracts, simple things of cataracts, up until the 90s, yeah, a black woman is the one that created the goddamn laser machine, the laser beam, You know what I'm saying? To take fucking cataracts out while you goddamn other motherfuckers, that's everybody else in the world, was prodding and poking on eyes trying to remove cataracts, fucking people's vision up. The same motherfucking woman, you know what I'm saying, after the same people that y'all fucked up, she came under their surgery and she repaired over 30% of everybody's eyesight that y'all fucked up. And that was a black woman. You know? Everything comes from the black people. I don't give a fuck how you want to look at it, say it. Everything comes from the black man. I'm going to be right back because I'm going to upload some songs. This is F1 Diamond. God loves the hood, man, because this is how we do it live. Starship Smelly Project. You're riding out with DJ Smell. So good. It's Regular Game Radio. I'm teaching y'all how to dance, yeah. Thursday, man. That's real. We're going to Mapuka in this motherfucker in a minute. All right? Coming right back, y'all.
On this one. Yeah. I got my black hat on. I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors. Let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? Be Jackson, talk to him.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Scudderville, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimps and players on the block, deep boys, man, they moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug. Ain't never went to jail for selling no drugs. That doesn't mean they done so wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way. And I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, so throw your hands in the air, let them know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your hands in the air, let them know that you care.
If the last should be first, that means the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last, so the hood can't let them back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let them back us up. Wait. Hold on, yeah, we said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the stars, two steps through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we leaned on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block, yeah. 45th and Lloyd Street. God love the hood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, love the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, feeling good, throw your hands in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah. God love the hood, love the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your hands in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
All right, so I got my nigga Ashwood. I see you online, homie. Give me just a moment. I'm uploading a couple of tracks, you know what I'm saying? And let me get this party started, you know what I'm saying? But since I got my nigga on the line, let me go ahead and get into some motherfucking real music, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Ashwood representing No Sleep Films, man, you know what I'm saying? I pretty much finna give him a household name with that No Sleep Entertainment, because... you know, you gotta stick with that, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But this is a very popular song, man, that took off for the new year. This is one of your new year songs, man, that, you know what I'm saying, anybody want this motherfucker, hit me up, smellybtr@live.com. I'll send this bitch to you. This is what you need to start your new year's off, you know what I'm saying? And we got some new year parties and all that shit. This is perfect to do it. Also, before I play this, man, R.I.P. to motherfucking Teddy P, man. Teddy Pendergrass died at the age of 59. You know what I'm saying? He passed away last night at the hospital due to colon cancer surgery. You know what I'm saying? So R.I.P. to Teddy P, man. You know, much love to you, brother. Thank you for all your contributions that you've done for the world. And I mean world. So I don't know who the fuck calling me on the back line, but it'll be all right. If 512 Texas, I see you off in the building. Coming right back after this, man. I'm going to teach y'all how to dance on Thursday.
It's nothing like it. Woo! I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. I done put it down all across Florida.
Yep.
Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia.
Go.
A few shows, did me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood. Leave comments.
Yep.
Need the feedback. No sleep. You know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step, though. My man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up, Silk?
Tyree got me live in D.C. Progression. About to drop the DVD. It's no half-stepping. Check my SoundClick page. Get my whole collection.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
BT.
Thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats/engineering. Clean you up, who's the first contestant?
Uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments.
Vibe with me.
This my story.
Uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party.
What up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down
shows.
Even when they messed up my mic check.
Yep.
The show must go on, relax. Even under pressure. I pull a rabbit out the hat. I'm the musician. See the competition.
Yep.
Kapoof. Disappear. Ashwood is the truth. The truth. I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Hey,
yo, Swagger. Pass me the goose.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way. It wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here. Say cheers.
That's real. All you smart motherfuckers, don't forget, man.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
That's real. Need no smart motherfuckers coming up on this bitch. So I'm a nigga sleepy.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail on the world. I'm both fucked up or not, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock trade four regardless. That's my life. Trade four for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh yeah, even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
It's crazy. That's how we get down and dirty south. Dirty, dirty, dirty. What's happening? My nigga Ashwood is in the motherfucking building, man. What the hell's going on?
Yes, sir.
The hell?
What's happening?
I don't know what the hell I just did. What the hell did I just do? Oh, shit. Nah, I got my goddamn CDs. You know, I'm over here trying to burn up for the streets. I think I mixed up my shit.
Uh-oh.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, nah, then that was 5. Not me, 5. All right. Track that Rome out there. Yeah, man, you knew Teddy P died, though, right?
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, man. Loving somebody. Love is back. No, I'm talking about that's a fact.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
man.
Real,
like,
man. Yeah, you know, Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? She say shouts out to you, Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? Representing
Ohio.
Shouts
out to Miss First Show, Ohio Stand Up.
Yeah, Miss Computer Lady be holding down, man. And but just real quick, Mother Knows, which is you know, you can look them up blogtalkradio.com and look up Mother Knows. Got a he got a show tonight at 9 p.m. It's gonna be a Teddy P dedication. So you know, y'all go by and check that out if you're hanging out looking for a place, you know, show some love.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Yeah, man. But that brother Dell, honestly, man. All these other weak punk ass motherfucking entertainers that fell off. Goddamn Teddy P, man, this motherfucker done went through goddamn, I mean, shit. Just shit after shit after shit. And he's still fucking there.
Still
even
there.
In the wheels. I mean, if that man went through that motherfucker terrible accident, came out the accident, you know what I'm saying? Well, a couple of weeks later, that motherfucker was back in the studio. Put
right
a new album down. Yeah, Love and Language was the first album he put out when he first came out of the hospital. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, shit, he didn't sit around and mope about, you know what I'm saying, his situation.
Mm.
You know, that motherfucker got out there, got off his ass, and let the music, you know what I'm saying, heal him. And that's really how you got to look at that. The music healed that man for so long. You know what I'm saying? That was was his drive and what was keeping him, you know what I'm saying, focus on just everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for real, man. So, yeah, thank you, brother, because you was one of the pioneers of the game, you know what I'm saying, that helped shape, you know, the soulful music that we listening to today, you know what I'm saying, which is why we got all the forms of good shit that we have, even though all this shit come from Africa. Give a damn what nobody say. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, a lot of babies. A lot of babies. He was.
Oh, a lot of people.
Somebody would call him
man.
Mr. Baby Maker. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that's PC Thomas. Yeah, he was the baby making king, boy. That nigga, there. Shit. I put some Teddy P on. Now I still get them draws dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Close the door, girl. Fuck it, girl. Let me throw the Teddy P on. He'll tell you to do it then. You must be talking to yourself. Close the door.
Yeah.
Damn, oh shit, girl, you slammed the bitch. Goddamn, girl, chill out. You know the dough is old, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Holy doodle, man. Much love to goddamn Teddy P, man.
Much love.
Yeah, man, you got to do that. I got some, you know, you already know what time it is today, but listen here, people. You motherfuckers ride with Regular Game Entertainment, man, you better motherfucking ride. Because we is not with the bullshit for 2000 motherfucking 10. And we got too many motherfucking agents out on the street that's holding it down. I'm talking about real nigga agents, not snitch niggas and bitch niggas. I'm talking about real nigga agents on the street, man, that's looking out for you crony ass motherfuckers that's trying to come around here and put the hatred down, especially on Tampa. I mean, it's been like the third fucking time somebody done came down here. And I ain't gonna say take advantage, because shit, nobody can't take advantage of you. Unless you allow yourself to be taken advantage of.
Exactly. There you go.
But they can do a whole lot of shit to help manipulate that fact.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm lying to you, talking about I'm giving you 10 grand, for 50 bucks, shit, I'm there. You know, it's $1,500. 25 bucks, shit, I'm there.
Yeah.
But in the end, if you ain't getting shit out of it, which has been the past three cases of the experience that I've experienced with these motherfucking crony ass so-called promoters and motherfuckers coming down here, entertainment, whatever the fuck they call themselves, you know, pulling shiesty bullshit. No, man, you can't fuck Reagan the Game like that, because Reagan the Game is an umbrella corporation with everybody underneath that motherfucker out the goddamn rain. We trying to stay dry so we can all come together and make some fucking money.
Hell, motherfucking yeah. Hell, yeah.
Yeah, everybody else like running in the rain and shit, slipping on the ground, falling and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm falling and I can't get up. Get your punk ass out the way then. Roll the fuck over, man, because we ain't got time for that shit. You know, it's time to motherfucking progress. And every single year, man, since 2000 appeared, bitches always talking about, oh, yeah, next year. That's my year. Next year, that's my year. Next year. Fuck that shit. Stop talking about next year. Stop talking, period. Be about it. Stop talking
about
it. Be about it.
Be about it, yep.
You know, it just stop talking about it, man. Just do it. Once you find yourself just doing the shit, you won't even be worrying about it no more because you're doing it.
There you go.
You know, straight up, man. That's just real nigga shit. I got let me see where my shit at real quick. I got something extra special because we're gonna be calling. You know what I'm saying? Call the motherfuckers up in a minute. But and I did get your music, Ash. You know what I'm saying? I do got the music.
Oh, you got the email? That's what's up.
Yeah, I ain't get no motherfucking drops, but. You ain't got the drops still that you had recorded?
Yeah, I got it. Some drops, man. I don't know what. When I went to New York, that's when I lost everything and my computer got banged up. Because I took the whole studio up there. So when I got back, I lost everything. That's why I was like, I had sent them to you before I left, though. Before I went to New
Damn.
York, I had sent them to you. But they must have got lost in your box because I know you could get like 100 emails and shit.
Man, I'm finna look back through all the shit that I done saved. I got over 112 messages, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. If you gotta save that shit, you probably have like 4 drops for me then.
Everything I'm looking at, you sent me the B gun. I see. Hold on.
Yeah, it was before that, way before that. Like it was around the time when you came to when I seen you in Brandon at Club Ultra. You passed me the card. And you told me about your radio station. The next day, I sent that shit to you. You heard me, bro?
Yeah, let me...
Yeah, like when I first started for the radio station, I had sent like 4 drops. So if you got it in the same message, then it's probably most likely it should be there.
Nah, that nigga way back. You got the motherfucking African music playing in the background, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Going real big. Let's see,
But I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go to my other man's studio and later. Oh, matter of fact, what I could do is I can catch you on the block, and I can do the drops from your computer. You want me to do it like that?
Yeah, well, that's why I was looking for my little recorder anyway. So I got my recorder back now. So yeah, I can. Yeah, it don't matter. I can do it on the block.
Yeah, I can do it right on the block. That's what I'll probably do. I'll probably come through there. Because I just don't want the quality to be messed up. Like, I'm still working on the quality in my studio, trying to get it back to the way I had it, the way I laid down all my other songs. So I haven't been fucking with it so long. And, like, fucking with this DVD shit, I kind of forgot how to mix and shit.
Yeah.
It's coming back, bro.
When you find the right program,
uh-huh.
you will, it's a shit, but it's only on the Mac. You need to have a Mac. That shit called Final Cut Pro, but that bitch is that SoundForge I showed you.
Yeah.
It's the video version of SoundForge.
Oh, okay.
But it's a video, but it lays all of the videos out, so you can chop whatever you want out, put different effects, overlays, and all that shit onto the video itself.
Oh, that's hot.
But that's what public access uses down there at TBCN. You know what I'm saying? I got to go back down there and get trained back up on that shit. You know what I'm saying? To refresh myself. But it's like, why when you got all the shit at your fingertips right here at your house? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know. It's kind of catch 22 on that one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just got to refresh your memory on it.
Yeah, that's what I want. I got a flight to catch.
Yes, sir. We on the road, baby.
Right. Yeah. All right. Let me Let me save that, and then let me look this up real quick. Hold on 1 second, man. God damn, that sounds like... Hold on, people. I know y'all hear my African music in the background, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big, man. You know, today is I'm teaching y'all how to dance, and it's actually teaching you motherfuckers how to dance African. So, yeah, that's how we going to do. Coming up just shortly, though, man. Y'all got to hold on real quick. I'm going to read y'all something. Got my nigga, let me beam my dog up real quick. I'm finna start his music, but let me beam his ass up first of all. Motherfucking Beat Rocker Productions. Let me start this back over, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? We got my nigga Beat. That fucking shit. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all ain't even in my world right now. I'm in something totally else. Beat Rock Production, what's happening, Mike?
What's going on, Pimp?
Motherfucking T. Collins up in the building, people. Doing it real big. What's happening? What the dude don't do?
Chilling this shit, man. You know I'm doing them at work and shit.
Oh, yeah. You holding out for the J.O.B. What are 2010 doing for you, brother?
Huh?
What are 2010? Hey, Ashwell, I'm going to put you on hold just a quick second. You know your phone be loud in a bit, you know. There you go. He can hear me now. Y'all saying, what's up with the 2010, man?
Oh, man, it ain't nothing, man. I'm just trying to get it in at all. Just trying
what's
to
new?
Get it in.
What's new? What's starting out new? I know it's got to be something new. New year.
Man, I'm here, man. You know, I'm just trying to progress, get better than what I was last year and all the years before last year. You know what I'm saying? That's all
yeah.
It is. It ain't nothing specific. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that. But you got to be, though. You got to be specific, man. It's fuck last year. You know what I'm saying? Fuck 2008,
yeah.
7654 32, none. 2010,
yeah.
We got to come up.
Gotta get it.
We got a full circle. So, you know, what I've been doing, man, is, you know, at least with the radio show, you know what I'm saying? I'm really going to take this over to something different. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to actually still have this show, but I'm going to go over to, you know, a real show. And I'm going to actually, so everybody can start getting paid and shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so hey, I'm paying for that.
It's
still gonna be on the internet, but it's gonna be to the point where, you know, you gonna get paid. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get paid for your spin. So while I'm sitting here spending this shit now, it ain't nobody getting paid. You see what I'm saying? Now I can start everybody can get their little royalties and all that. Yeah. So
that's what's up.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's going to be something next to nothing. You know what I'm saying? The charge is going to be next to nothing. I'm talking about probably like $20. But then that keeps you in rotation. You know what I'm saying? For every fucking time. You already know how many times I play the music. So,
yeah.
You know, that ain't even a question about getting, you know, actually playing the music. But it is, you know, about actually getting paid. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm about.
Right.
You know, I'm paid now, man. Fuck the free shit. You know.
Yeah, it's gotta be a little change. Well, what you been up to, though?
You know me, bro. Just trying to stay blessed, you know what I'm saying? And unstressed, man. That's the main motivation of my survival, man. Stay away from fucking haters, you know? Fuck the police, you know? My motto.
Fuck police. Hey,
yeah, you know. And just try to, you know,
yeah,
just try to clear,
man. You ain't got no shows lined up?
Well, tonight, you know, we got a little Sin City shit. I'm just DJing for that, though, for my homeboy, MB Promotion, my homeboy Marcus. He's doing a little open mic shit, trying to get that popped off. So I told him, you know, I come through. We needed a little fill-in DJ real quick. You know, as I told him,
Sin City?
Yeah. I don't really fuck with Sin City just because I don't like the name.
Yeah, man, they be shooting dudes up there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a strip club,
like,
but dude got shot up there at Bust Around concert. So I'm like, how you fuck
this? Bust Around was here?
Yeah, Bust Around was here like Super Bowl. What that Super Bowl? Or I think it was Super Bowl, around Super Bowl time last year. And I was supposed to go, but I went to the casino. and things. And that same night, after the bus around left, nigga got shot at the strip club. How you get shot at the strip club? Like it's some OK Corral shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that.
You in there getting a lap dance just get shot by a nigga. Can he have fun no more?
Oh, Lord. Ashwood, you heard about that?
Yeah, I heard about that shit. That's when Buster Man got shot. He got killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was last year when the Super Bowl was in Tampa.
What?
Oh, it was Miami? No,
I was Tampa. It was here.
Yeah, I was supposed to go. Yeah.
I was supposed to pay 70 bucks. I think it was 65 or something like that to go see Buster. I'm like, no. That's down the street from my house. I ain't going to pay $70 to go see somebody down the street.
Like,
yeah, I remember that.
I mean, for real?
Yeah, the street talk. Yeah, I heard about that shit.
Right down here, bro. Mm-hmm. Across from fucking Arby's.
Yeah, I remember that shit. I was telling you about that shit earlier. It smelled so good. My mother told you when the sugar shot, motherfucker shot that shit
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah,
man, ain't that ironic. He come right back.
Yeah, that's when his man got shot. Yeah, I remember that.
That was Kansas City, but you know the old Sugar Shack, they changed the name to the shit, and that's the whole thing. You can, you know, even promoters and shit, and you motherfuckers be getting these clubs and that, and like, you know, they can put
that's
two
probably
letters
why they get them, though.
Yeah, change the letter and the name up, you know what I'm saying? But shit, this era, the hood remembers that shit.
The hood know that shit. Hell yeah.
So unless you going, you know, get outside the hood with your promotions and shit, nigga, the hood going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we pretty much going to shut that shit down because, too many bitches got fucked up there or too many bitches got this. And it's a miracle to me, dog, that we got white folks in goddamn Coco's Lounge.
Yeah,
because
they think that shit cool, man.
You feel me? That's a real miracle. I mean, that they up in there. And it's not that. That turned too loud. It ain't that. It's just the fact of how you manage the shit. If you allow these motherfuckers to come in here and just wild out and disrespect your shit, they're going to do it. But if you tell these motherfuckers when y'all come in the door, man, listen, this how it is. Bam, bam, bam. You don't like it, get the fuck up out of here. Or don't even come in here.
The thing with niggas though, man, we try to get our homeboys in there. We get that little leeway all the time, you know what I'm saying? And then they got an attitude like, oh, that's my dog anyway. I can do what I want to. My dog promoting this shit. And then that's when shit started happening like that. Niggas started getting guns.
Everybody who knows smell so good, don't give a fuck about no dog shit.
Mm-hmm. Real shit. Real nigga shit.
Don't step to me with that bullshit. Oh, man, I'm your homie. Not none of you niggas on the phone can't even step to me like that. Business is business.
Yeah,
business.
It has nothing to do with no friends. Don't bring your motherfucking 20 homeboys and you know I'm charging $5 a dough and you're going to tell me what all these my niggas let me get it. Fuck no, that's $100.
Yeah.
You the star here. These niggas ain't no fucking stars.
Yeah.
They your fans, they your cheerleaders, they your supporters, if anything. So fuck yeah, they should be motherfucking paying $5 and to support your motherfucking ass.
Niggas said cheerleaders.
That's what they is. But that's what the fuck they supposed to be doing. They ain't supposed to be on the stage with you. They supposed to be in the front cheering your ass on. Go. Pete Collins, go. Ashwood. I ain't talking about with pom-poms.
Yeah.
It's male cheerleaders, you feel me? It's male cheerleaders and shit. It don't make no sense for 30 niggas to be on stage. That like Tom G do. He always brings 10, 12, 20 niggas on stage. Why? These niggas ain't even part of the group. It's only 5 of y'all, the Team Fetty.
Oh, shit.
5 niggas in Team Fetty. 40 niggas that got Team Fetty t-shirts on, standing their dumb ass on stage.
Don't even know what Tom G look like.
Rick Ross came down here looking like garbage and shit. 30 niggas behind him and shit. Rick Ross, when he came down here and did this little shit at the Underground.
Oh, yeah. He always had niggas on stage just being away.
Looking like Sloppy Joe and shit. Man, please.
Nigga be tripping over his feet and shit. Bullshit.
You can't even perform. Nobody can't even see you. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, but yeah, this shouts out to WDKKRadio.com if y'all trying to get, that's another radio, a little online radio station. If you get your music submitted there, you will start getting ASCAP and Be Your Mind Spins also. That's the spot where I'm actually trying to sign up at, you know what I'm saying, and get my little, you know, real online hustle on. So, you know, that's another little, yeah. Got African jazz music, that's what's up. Got some African. I got some African jazz music, too. You know what I'm saying?
African jazz music.
African. Yeah, man. Some African.
African jazz music. Goddamn.
Yeah. Where the fuck you think the music come from?
I didn't know they did jazz, motherfuckers.
Man, shit. Everything come from Africa. All your rap, pop, rap, rock, jazz. I don't give country. I don't give a shit what it is. It come from Africa. All your dances. All the way up to the goddamn, to the MC Hammer. Come from Africa. Bro, I wish I could really, really had the manpower to do that. To put a comparison of the actual new dances of the day to the tribal dances of Africa. And y'all motherfuckers go throw up in y'all goddamn on y'all self. Because you'd be like, what the fuck? They doing the same shit here they doing there.
If I was seeing Oonka Doonka doing the stinky leg, man, I'd be laughing too, bitch.
Yeah, but listen, it is not, it's because
Oonka Doonka can do the stinky leg, then I'm laughing.
We are, nah, we putting a name to it, though. That is the whole, you know, shit that you know, sets it apart. It's just a tribal dance that's practicing ceremonial time. That's what,
no,
that's where all this shit comes from.
I understand the dancing, but I ain't never heard African jazz. I just ain't never heard authentic African jazz. You know, white people get something and just make a name to that shit.
Nah. It's African.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't
seen authentic African jazz. Nah.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I got something. Give me just a second.
Nah, it's different for motherfuckers living in Manhattan as African doing jazz music.
Nah,
that's
bro,
different.
This is, nah, man.
That shit straight from Uganda.
Music comes from Africa. All dance comes from Africa. Some part of Africa. Now, you got to understand now, Africa is bigger than the entire United States two times over.
Yeah.
I mean,
that shit come from Uganda, that's all.
You know, ain't no telling where it came from. I mean, there's so many places. Let me get into my education. That's what the problem is. Let me get into what the hell I'm supposed to be doing here. Let me play this. This chick right here that I'm uploading is called Angelique Kijo. And the song is called Aquaba. And this is a jazz song. Hold on just a second.
African elevator music.
Hey, this is where it all comes from. How you knew what elevator music was? You feel me?
Because they playing elevator
music.
Bro.
It had to come from Africa. It's music, though. All that jazz, all these little instruments and everything you hear in the background, take the dude singing out of what you got. You got that goddamn bland as elevator music then. That's all it did. Bit off our shit, blended it down to their white shit, you know what I'm saying, to make it taste bland to them so it tastes right, you know. They can't take all the you know, paprika and spices and shit we put in our food. You know what I'm saying? They got to have it as bland as their skin. As bland as their skin, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, let me get that bloody steak. I don't want it cooked. I want it fucking raw as goddamn it came. You just cut the ass off the cow and give it to me. Yeah, exactly. That's that motherfucker mentality, man. Fuck it. Just cut the ass off and give it to me. You know what I'm saying?
Cut
the
ass off.
I eat it. You know what I'm saying?
Yak ass. Give me some of that yak ass.
Yeah, yak. Yeah, you got some camel ass. Give me one of those camel penises and a yak ass. Yeah. Give me one of those and.
Yeah, that's fucking nasty. That's fucking nasty right there.
Give me a side of nigger balls and I'll be straight. Yeah. Oh, I want nigger balls and shit. You ain't got none of them black balls left. Yeah, I know they way in the back. Yeah, there's some of the black balls. Bring them some
black balls.
About four black balls and a mandingo penis. Yeah, let me get that.
Stupid.
White folks, if they could, goddammit, they'll have niggas on the menu, man. You best motherfucking believe. Shit.
Them niggas is sweet. That's that sweet meat.
Man. Let me break this down to you. Okay. Let me skip all the way down. Because this is what motherfuckers done sampled they shit from, all right? You got the Aguara dance, A-G-W-A-R-A, the Aguara dance. The purpose is for courtship. The country and the tribe of origin is Uganda. The tribe is Alur. This is where all this shit come from. Akogo, another dance, is for courtship. Comes from Uganda, the Atiso tribe. And that's the whole thing. I mean, all this music, all these dances come from the majority of them come from Uganda, but then there's so many tribes of Uganda. Until you get to Mapuka, which is the ceremonial dance or / booty dance. This is Wikipedia, people. I'm not reading this just off the top of my head. Go to Wikipedia.com, which is the online, you know, vast fucking dictionary that breaks every fucking thing down to you. Mapuka, once again, is derived out of Cote d'Ivoire, D-E-B-O-R, which is the country of origin, and that's what it's for. It's a ceremonial booty dance. But let me go ahead and break it down to you. Let me break it down. Mapuka, spelled M-A-P-O-U-K-A, is also known under the name of Makuka, is a traditional dance from the southeast of the Ivory Coast in the area of Dabua, sometimes carry out during religious ceremonies. 1980, artists of the Ivory Coast tried without much success to popularize it. One of the most well-known groups is Tuyuses de Mapuka. In 1988, the government of the Ivory Coast decided to prohibit its performance in public, and it is paradoxically following this prohibition that the dance now enjoys a very fast-growing global following, especially in the sub-Saharan countries and Western nations with large Francophone communities. Francophone is just French-speaking people. That's what a Francophone is. You know, I ain't want y'all to think I'm talking about somebody. But that's where Mapuka derives from. And what are you talking about? You have to be online because I have to drop the YouTube video, you know what I'm saying, for you to actually see the YouTube video on it. The YouTube video will show three brothers sitting on, sitting on their square. And then they got three women. Well, actually, it's a line of women waiting to court these brothers in order to become their wives. This is how they do it. This is their tradition. The women stand, you know what I'm saying, in front of each man. It's three women, three men. And they all just basically having a dance off. So it's a lot of ass shaking, titties shaking. But to us, you know what I'm saying, because we in this, you know, white man world, we saying that shit is wrong. That shit is nah, you supposed to be doing that. They doing that shit in the club. No. This is how the hell we court each other. But think about the same shit in the club. When you walk into the club, who the hell is taking the motherfucker home? The bitch on the dance floor, the bitch just sitting down at the motherfucking in a chair. The bitch that's on the dance floor throwing her titties all around and throwing her ass everywhere, or the bitch is sitting down in the chair. Who are you going after first? You going out there to the bitch that's doing the ceremonial dance. She out there doing the Mapuka. You wondering why you so attracted to it, though. Because your heritage is instilled in you, and we just don't have it, you know. We weren't brought up on it, you know what I'm saying, to be traditional. We was brought up like it was taboo. Or even from the 60s with swingers and shit. When people would start to swing and throw you all in between their legs and then throw the woman up in the air, that is a African traditional dance. Everything spawns from Africa. All your dances. I can name a million fucking dances right now and guarantee you see all the bitches on YouTube or somewhere else.
Hell yeah.
Tell you, brother, they've been biting off of us for over 300 years, man. The Willie Lynch letter 1712 was written in 1712. That is when the first form of brainwashing took place. which was set in place for 300 to 400 years. That's what these guaranteed motherfuckers, man, 300 to 400 years.
Swag jacking.
300 years later, we ain't even in the 2012 yet. 300 years later, niggas still ain't woke up and understand that everything we do in the world does not move without niggas, without black people. It ain't the world, it's us. Because it's us that's doing this shit. We ain't even recognizing us for the greatness that we do, the dominating motherfucking everything about us. I mean, just straight up, man, everything about us is dominating. You feel me? We dominated everything from fucking badminton. We just had a goddamn black ice skater, just won the goddamn gold. Huh? We just took over tennis, took over golf. Name a motherfucking sport we ain't took over. We ain't even in drag racing. Fucking right, yeah, we up there drag racing. We got a nigga with a motherfucking car. He drag racing and shit. He speed. Name something. We got a nigga that's fencing. Got a motherfucker that fence with the little sword and shit, stabbing crackers up. We got that. Hockey, we busting crackers' asses now. Crackers is losing a lot more teeth now that niggas is on the ice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We ain't having it. We whooping ass for $2 and a biscuit, knocking a nigga up out of his shoes. We ain't trying to have it. And they are no equal to us in no form or fashion. They are no equal to us in no form or fashion. And I'm going to say that again. The world is not equal to not one black person on this entire planet. They are not our equals. There is no one equal to a black person. Everybody, you put us on the scale, we gonna motherfucking tip that bitch and throw everybody else off that motherfucker. You can't stand in the paint with no black people. No person. I ain't gonna say a person of color, because a person of color is just a spawn off of a black person. So all that person of color shit, okay, you can be tan, you can be mulatto, you can be all these other kind of colors. You know what I'm saying? That means you're a spawn off of the original, though. The original is blackness. It's your complete darkness. Yeah, you mix it with the white man in it, and it lightens you up a little bit, but it didn't turn you white. Ain't no fucking possible way you gonna mix any nigga with any other culture, any other anything, and get nothing but a dark-tinted version of that.
Tinted version.
You want to get a tinted version of that. Like put tint on your windows. It just made it a little bit dark. Still the same color. It's just a little bit dark.
There you go.
Come on, man. All our dances, bro. All the dances come from. Let me read this to y'all real quick. Got Miss Treats in the building. Let me beam up 512 real quick before I get started. And then in a few more minutes after I read this, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get into the nutty news of the day. And welcome to the show, Miss Texas.
What to do,
girl? How you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Loving your blackness, I hope. That's what I'm talking about. Loving your blackness, girl. That's what I'm doing. Loving my blackness, shit. Yeah. And throw on my damn, this is Angelique Kijo, and the song is called Aquaba. Background music. I'm going to read this last little piece, man. And then we're going to get into some, we're going to get into the nutty news of the day. I see DJ Party Time. You know what I'm saying? Hold on 1 second, homie. I'll beam you up on this thing. Uh-oh. Sorry, Ashwood. Ashwood, nigga, it sound like you was in the airport, nigga.
Nah, you know me, man. Always making moves, man. I'm on the road right now. Just had to drop my lady off and shit.
Oh, okay. All right, well. Hold on, putting you on mute for me. This shit kind of loud.
Oh, okay, my bad.
No problem. I ain't want you to be talking to yourself and shit like that. Listen back to the show, I'm like, damn, nigga, I said all that. I ain't even hear myself, y'all. All right, here we go, people. Let me read this little passage to y'all, man. And this is concerning the African dancers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, motherfucker was like, nah, hey, this is African jazz right here too, people. This is jazz. Yes, this is jazz. All right, go back up to the top. African dance refers mainly to the dance of sub-Saharan Africa, and more appropriately, African dances, because of the many cultural differences in musical and movement styles. These dances must be viewed in close connection with African music, as many African languages have no word to define music. These dances teach social patterns and values and helps people work, mature, praise, or criticize members of the community while celebrating festivals and funerals, competing, reciting history, proverbs, and poetry, and to encounter God. The most widely used musical instrument in Africa, and listen to what I'm about to say, the most widely used musical instrument in Africa is the human voice. Yeah. Although nomadic groups such as the Maasai, something like that, M-A-A-S-A-I, do not traditionally use drums, in villages throughout the continent, the sound and the rhythm of the drum expresses the mood of the people. The drum is the sign of life. Its beat is the heartbeat of the community. Such is the power of the drum to evoke emotions, to touch the souls of those who hear its rhythm. Which is why we like to ride around and listen to bass in our motherfucking cars, because we like to feel the beat. In an African American community, coming together in response to the beating of the drum is an opportunity to give one another a sense of belonging and of solidarity. It is a time to connect with each other, to be a part of that collective rhythm of the life in which young and old, rich and poor, men and women are all invited to contribute to the society. I'll give you a couple of characteristics. Traditional dance in Africa occurs collectively, expressing the life of community more than that of individuals or couples. Dances are often segregated by gender, reinforcing gender roles in children. Community structures such as kinship, age, and status are also often reinforced. The character of dancing observed by travelers now, these are outsiders, these motherfuckers that came to Africa, not the residents. The character of dancing observed by travelers to West Africa in the 1800s depended on context, the people, and the gender of the dancer. In general, men use large body movements, including jumping and leaping. Women dance smaller movements with much use of shuffle steps, which we still do it. It's called the motherfucking two-step. Yeah. The body in a bent position with crooked knees, which is what? Booty popping your ass. Ain't that what you do when you put your motherfucking hands on your knees and you crook your knees? All right. The circle dance, which is what we fucking still do. You know what I'm saying? We get all in a motherfucking circle or a line, which is called a soul train line. The circle dance predominated everywhere. Sometimes solo dancers or musicians in the middle, sometimes couples. The ecstatic seizure was an essential element of ceremonial dancing, both religious and secular. Now, I can get real deep into this shit, you know what I'm saying? The only thing I'm trying to tell you motherfuckers, man, is you know, everything. Dancing, all dances come from Africa. Some tribe, some part of Africa, every motherfucking thing you feel yourself doing is not new under this sun that we living under. Our people's bended that shit. All right, check this out. There are many forms of African dances. Read this, just, and we're going to get into this nutty news. Some of which are detailed below. Warrior dances. You know what I'm saying? One example of warrior dance is the Agbakor. Francie Elkins, a world-renowned African dancer, has been quoted as saying that this is her favorite dance. Agbakor comes from the Fo and Uwe people. It is an ancient dance. Once known as Atamga, Agbakor is often performed at cultural events and at funerals. Dance movements mimic battlefield tactics, such as stabbing with the end of the horsetail. This dance consists of phrases of movement. A phrase consists of a turn, which occurs in every phrase, and then a different ending movement. These phrases are added back to back with slight variations within them and make up the dance. You also have dances of love, which are performed on special occasions such as weddings and anniversaries. One example is the Naman dance performed in Ghana. It is done solely by women during weddings and in honor of the bride, which we still do. When you get married, you got what? You got the mother and motherfucking daughter son dance. You got the son and mother dance, whatever kind of bullshit. You feel me? You still have the same dances. We still do the same tradition that we did, that we do in Africa. We just doing the shit here. We don't know because motherfuckers like, well, I ain't never been to Africa. Well, bitch, take your ass on over there and see there. But don't I hate, I'm going to say hate. You know, because it fucks up black people every time we keep saying that I don't know bullshit. We know every motherfucking thing that's under the sun because we created the shit. So you do know. You do know. You the answer to everything. You do know. Stop saying you don't know because you do know. You the fucking answer. Nobody else. You the key to everything. You the key to survival, key to success. If motherfucking black people died out, this whole planet would die the fuck out. There wouldn't be no motherfucking reproducing. You can't reproduce shit without the motherfucking beginning. Without the alpha, there ain't no omega. You got to have a beginning to get to the end. How the hell you got to the end? You had to start somewhere.
Yeah, it's true.
Black people, your blackness is it will take your life. Motherfucker will take your life for your skin like you a motherfucking animal. Because they want to be you so motherfucking bad. They will cut your, they will kill your ass and put your motherfucking skin on. You think the world ain't that sick, man? Please. All right. Thank you to the motherfucking gang. Just don't get yourself on that other side of that fence. You also got rites of passage and coming of age dances, which are performed to mark the coming of age of young men and women, which if we got back to this, if we really got back to doing these dances and really got back into our cultural traditions, man, please, we wouldn't give a fuck about nobody else. We'd be too happy being us. We trying to be everybody else. We trying to be everybody else. It's trying to be us. That's why it's a confusion. Anyway, they give confidence to the dancers who have to perform in front of everyone. It is then formally acknowledged they are adults. This builds pride as well as stronger sense of community, which is the whole thing, people's community. You also got dances of welcome, which are shown a show of respect and pleasure to visitors, as well as show of how talented and attractive the host villagers are. We don't have that now. You come to my motherfucking village, you got these little fag-ass niggas walking with their motherfucking pants down. Fag-ass niggas in the motherfucking club call themselves dancing with their pants down, about to fall over their motherfucking self, looking like Willie Lump Lump. That's a problem. Yabara is a West African dance of welcome marked by the beaded net-covered gourd rattle. Shakira, pronounced Shakira, some shit. It is thrown into the air to different heights by female dancers to mark tempo and rhythm changes. This is an impressive spectacle, as all the dancers will throw and catch them at the same time. Yeah. Where the hell you think they got juggling from? Huh? That's where you motherfucking, they juggling. What the fuck they doing? They juggling. They juggling with rhythm. Come on, man. Motherfucker want to tell you like that was something new. Like the white man came along and you know what I'm saying, started entertaining you by throwing bowling ball pins and shit in the air, little balls and shit. Man, fuck that. We dance with our shit. We throw shit in the air. Throw shit to each other, and we still turn around in circles and shit and catch that shit and keep that shit moving with 30 people around. You motherfuckers can't never be that coordinated to do no shit like that. Come here, cut y'all goddamn necks off trying to do some shit like that. Come on, man. Last one we got is dances of possession and summoning. These are common themes and very important in many traditional African religions. They all share one common link, a call to a spirit. These spirits can be the spirits of plants or forests, ancestors or deities. The orishas are the deities found in many forms of African religion, such as Cambodia, Santeria, Yoruba mythology, and voodoo, and others. Each orisha has their favorite colors, days, times, foods, drinks, music, and dances. The dances will be used on special occasions to honor the orisha or to seek help and guidance. The orisha may be angry and need appeasing. Kaki Lambi is a great spirit of the forest who is summoned using dance. He comes in the form of a giant statue carried from the forest out to the waiting village. There is much dancing and singing. During this time, the statue is raised up, growing to a height of around 15 feet. Then the priest communes and asks Kaki Lambi if they will have good luck over the coming years and if there are any major events to be aware of, such as drought, war, or other things. Which is where you getting all this other shit from. And all your religion, that comes from Africa. All they did was bit off of what the fuck we do. They bit. Why you got this goddamn Virgin fucking Mary and shit? That the motherfucker talking about they going there and praising too? What? Man, please. Nigga like me, like I said, and I'm going to say this motherfucker shit 30 times over. You better not ever let me become no motherfucking president of anything that's worthwhile. I will knock every single motherfucking church down, period. And y'all ass will get y'all ass in one fucking church and goddamn get the fellowship. Makes no fucking sense. You got more churches on the goddamn corner than liquor stores and chicken motherfucking restaurants, but none of these bitches got any members in these motherfuckers. What is the purpose? All right. It's called community control. That's the purpose. Everywhere you see a motherfucking church at, it used to be a high crime area. It used to be a so-called drug area. It used to be a so-called prostitution area. They put the churches up there because that's the only legal motherfucking entity they can put up there. They can't put police departments everywhere because the police is already just as crooked as the goddamn motherfuckers they keep hiring. So we can't keep put thieves all the way around. We can't mix thieves amongst thieves because the thieves ain't going to do nothing but watch the thieves' backs. Which is what these crooked-ass motherfucking cops do anyway. That's why your dope boys get so big. Because they paying off the fucking crackers to go in and watch their back. So when the motherfucking crackers come to bum rush in, yeah, you're going to get a little dope. But you ain't finna get all this motherfucking 300 tons that I got in the backyard. Because nigga, he already told me that you motherfuckers was coming. So I went on in and cleared this shit out. Come on, man. You can't go to no church like that, though. Because church can't lie. Church don't lie. Church tell the truth. Church good people. Got me fucked up, man. I knock every single one of them motherfuckers down and make you motherfuckers get your ass into one goddamn church. What is the motherfucking difference? It don't matter if you outside in my motherfucking lot, which is where I fellowship at every day with motherfuckers who come up on my block. I teach more goddamn religion than the church across the street. That don't register to me. I don't do more community events out of my pocket, untelevised, unadvertised, period, just for the love of the community, then every single church in my motherfucking community. Shit. But you go into the church, though, you will see our traditional dances in the church. You have to pay attention. Those are traditional dances that are being done in the church. Simple clapping of the hand, the head up and down movement. All that is done with rhythm. That is not just done sporadically. You feel me? That is done with rhythm. That is done with timing. All of that is a spawn off of our Africanness, though. We are just so diluted with this old fucking Western American shit that just like old girl talking about yesterday, I'm not motherfucking African. The bitch gonna tell me I'm not African. Motherfucker, please. We all African. I don't give a damn what nationality you come from. Your motherfucking white, black, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Chinese, Jap, Asian, whatever the hell. Your ass came from Africa. Your descendants, your ancestors All your whole bloodline is going to trace back to the hottest goddamn biggest continent, richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse continent on this planet, and that is Africa. Everybody else can go to hell. Fuck the rest of y'all. Because you motherfuckers is biting off of the King Dingalings. You're biting. Get off my nutsack. Because I'm talking to the world. Get off my nutsack. Shit. Fuck that. Storefront churches. Yeah, we got storefront churches. You know what I'm saying? You got one church. Okay, shout out to Seti J off in the motherfucking chat room. You know, he say you got these storefront churches. Everybody seen these? The old drugstore closed down, and now church want to squeeze their little ass up in there because, you know, pastor, I want some more cash and shit. Decides to go ahead and open up, because it don't mean nothing when you open up a church, people. I mean, you can use a laundromat to open up a church. You know what I'm saying? As long as you got a fucking building, government gonna give you some free cash. And that's what that's all about. That's the whole motivation behind that. It's free cash. These motherfuckers just getting free fucking cash. And the government is taking care of them. So why? You can sit up here and mock. Man, please. It's a motherfucking church across the street from my spot. These bitches got video cameras all the way around the church on the outside. Not because the church has been broken into repeatedly or they had thefts for the cars and shit. It's because they are connected with the police department to monitor the fucking neighborhood because of high crime and drug activity. This big-ass church who knocked down the old church that still only had 6 members in the motherfucker, now, wow, it has 12 members. Big-ass church that can hold 500 people. Man, come on. Let me beam some motherfuckers in real quick, man. I'm getting off the church issue, man. I didn't come here to talk about no religion, though. I don't even talk about religion. Religion is mind control. It's mental mind control. And guarantee it, I can show you so many examples of that. Because if I sit up here and start keep popping and popping and popping about religion, it's going to hit a chord in somebody's head. Somebody's going to get angry. That's mental mind control. That's all they're doing. They're using it to mentally mind control you. Wait till you get to heaven. Man, shit. I'm balling out now. I'm getting everything I can get off this motherfucking planet now.
Now.
When I get to that second realm, okay, then that's the second shit that I'm going to use. That's the second life. I'll go ahead and start, and I'll get everything out of that shit, too. But right now, this is your everything. This is your hell. This is your heaven. This is whatever you make this motherfucker is.
It is. Yep.
No fucking hell on earth. Motherfucker times all. If I start reading this nutty news, you're going to be like, well, damn. I stay in a goddamn perfect world.
Yep.
You got motherfuckers, you know, killing their goddamn wives over a Christmas tree light. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. You got, man. Let me go ahead and do what the fuck I do. Shouts out to everybody up in here, DJ Party Time. Miss Trees representing 512 Texas. You know what I'm saying? Got 352 up in here. You know what I'm saying? My dog, Crying City Records. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real bit. Krim, what's happening with you, buddy?
What up, fool?
Man, you already know. We you know, it's time to teach y'all motherfuckers how to dance. You know what I'm saying? Thursday. You know? Where you dances? Where you? Where you the booty dance? Where that originally come from?
Miami.
Damn.
No, before that.
I didn't say Miami. Before that, what is the origination? Where did it originally come from?
From Africa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought I was gonna have to do a Freddy Krueger through this motherfucking phone. Africa people, Africa. Your booty dance is called Mapuka. Look it up. Mapouka. It's called Mapuka. When the ladies in the club dancing and throwing their ass at you, they are courting you, people. They are courting you, my brothers. They are courting you, my brothers. They're not dancing nasty to you, my brothers. They are courting you. They would like to get to know you a little bit better. But because we don't know the traditional value of it, it's why we're not seeing eye to eye on that same situation. It's why we walk up to them and we start smacking them all in the ass, bam, 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 virtually fucking them on the dance floor. Because we don't know, we don't understand the traditional value of it, though. That's our tradition. That's our heritage. We let these motherfucking crackers put this shit on TV, and you know what I'm saying, and put half our motherfucking black women asses hanging out, like Luke and shit, and now it's acceptable. But in the 60s, these motherfuckers tried to ban the same fucking dance in Africa, on the Ivory Coast. They tried to ban the shit because it's not traditional enough. We don't come from that. We come from y'all hoes dance over here. Oh, us niggas finna dance over here. You know what I'm saying? And we finna motherfucking juke. Now, whoever juking the best, and then when I look over here and you juking the best, okay, bam, that's how I'm gonna pick my girl. Okay, damn, she over there juking. Okay, damn, that nigga over there juking. Bam,
yes,
together.
Right.
In the end, that's how we gonna come together. But now, you know, it's, you walk into a club, man, please. You got sluts in the goddamn club. I mean, they come in this motherfucker with a brassiere on and panties. Like, this me. And then, get on the dance floor and wonder why a nigga is damn near molesting you on the fucking dance floor. Mental, baby. It's all about mental, man. If I could sit up here and break this down to everybody that this is more mental and this is our heritage and that you disrespecting our motherfucking heritage every time you get your ass on the dance floor and without the understanding of what you're doing, that is the whole thing. It's not about the dancing. It's the lack of understanding of what you are actually doing. That is all. You when we in that motherfucker doing the MC Hammer, what dance is that? That's the actual dance, the MC Hammer. Were you raising your motherfucking knees high and shit? That's the actual MC Hammer dance. Oh, can't touch that. Yeah, that come from Africa.
But what
with
the pants? MC Hammer pants.
Well, the pants is, you know, them African too. Shit, goddamn, them motherfuckers just a mimic of all the tribal wear that we wear. You feel me? Because we're very flamboyant in everything that we wear, from the outfits that we have in Africa. All of them are very colorful. All of them are flamboyant. You feel me? All of them show the true heritage, the true beauty of African people. So that's the only thing he's doing is doing what is embedded in him from Africa. You can't get away from it. It is embedded in you. It's in you. It's in you, and there's no way you can crossbreed that shit to get into nobody else. This is our secret gift. This is our special gift. We one of a kind. One of a fucking kind. Nobody on this planet can say they are one of a kind, except for the black man, the black woman. Everybody else is a spawn off of us. Y'all are our sperm. Oh! And then the world came out. That blood raw. You know I'm getting to you, blood raw. I ain't got time to sugarcoat shit. Ain't nothing sweet about this motherfucker shit here, man. Nothing sweet about that, man. There's nothing sweet about ignorance, man.
Yep.
For real. Man, shit. Hey, what to say? Mega churches did what there would be no such thing as poverty. Well, yeah, that's true, too. You know what I'm saying? Most of our tithes and offerings, yeah, go to pastor getting a new goddamn Bentley, pastor getting a nice watch, pastor taking his goddamn wife on cruise ships and all this other kind of shit. But the whole fucking time, you stupid motherfuckers ain't questioning none of this, though. How many times you with a church member and went to the pastor and said, hey, can I get a loan? And I talked to Sadie J about this, because Sadie J seems to be in Texas. They're the only church in the goddamn planet that's doing this shit. That's actually looking out for your congregation. That is the only thing that, to me, a pastor is for. Your pastor is there for guidance. Pastor is there for deliverance. He's supposed to deliver you. But you can only deliver yourself if you want yourself to be delivered. If you still going to live in that motherfucking state of madness, I can drop your ass. I can drown you in a motherfucking baptism. And you can barely damn near survive. But if you come out that motherfucker two seconds from death, and you still come out that bitch doing the same goddamn thing before you got baptized, what is the difference? You don't want to be delivered. You don't want to be delivered. What the hell is this on the bat line?
Preach on, homie.
It's all good. Yeah, man. Talking about other churches. Nah, I know. Oh, you talking about other churches. Yeah. That's real. Nah, honestly, I go to motherfucking Sadie J Church just to, you know, I don't even do churches, but, you know, I would go and sit up in that motherfucker just because, you know what I'm saying, just to check it out.
Yeah, Can you answer
the
question for me?
I'm trying to tell you, man. All right, people. Y'all know what the fuck time it is, man. Time to go ahead and get our motherfucking laugh on. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Get on over here and work these motherfucking butts. Y'all excuse me. Turn this shit on up real quick. Is this shit popping, locking? You know what I'm saying? All right, anybody got a watch on? Fuck it, you don't need one. You know? We at the top of the hour, man. It's going down. It's time for the what? Nothing news of the day. And I mean the day. Nutty News Today is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com, where you can get all your daily weird, crazy, off-the-wall, butterball-ass news, but it ain't damn sure ain't going to sweeten you up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to Shady J representing Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Miss Computer Lady representing Ohio. And, yeah, we got Texas up in here, man. We got two Texas people up in here. That real? What it do? Texas holding it down, you know what I mean? Nigga 3-5 Deuce holding it down. Dade City, Dade County. That Dade City, right? 3-5-2 Dade City, Dade County. Cramp.
Yeah.
You Dade City, right?
Yeah, Dade City.
Yeah, okay. Because we got a Dade County, too. You know what I'm saying? You got a Dade City and Dade County. Can't...
Yeah, that's 305.
That's 305. Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I was thinking. All right. Why? Listen, y'all.
Hey,
when y'all call
hit,
my...
I got Hitman in the building.
Oh, from NY? Shouts out to NY, man. New York down in this motherfucker back again. Hitman in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying? Boricua Morena. Oh, you ain't want to get into my shit, nigga. You know, I remember some of the words. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all can check out Hitman, the whole... There's you. What's up, Hit? What it do, man?
Ain't nothing same old, letting it hang.
You already know. Welcome back in the motherfucking building and shit. As a matter of fact, let me get this background music started real quick. Tell y'all motherfucker, look, motherfucker, no hands. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What motherfucking Creole at? Where she at?
Hey,
Creole in the building too.
Yeah, I'm talking about old Shine. This motherfucker Crying City motherfucking records, y'all. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't know. Because it's the motherfucking head nigga in charge with the biggest belt, goddamn it, in the game. Motherfucking Krim, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn nigga representing. Hitman, you what, Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Okay, I ain't want to be like that, you know, hottest Cuban and shit. You know how y'all about to, you know, pull a pistol on a nigga, they say that and shit. Motherfucker, call me no Mexican nigga. Fucking fuck, nigga. Oh. Don't that make you laugh too, though? You know what I'm saying? Puerto Rican be talking about. Motherfucker, nigga, don't be calling me no Mexican. What kind of shit is that? But I love all my people, because, shit, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, and Cubans. Hey. Oh,
it's
shit, let me introduce y'all. This is Look Motherfucker. Look, this is Mrs. Look Motherfucker No Hands. You know what I'm saying? Representing, this is the First Lady, Crying City Records. You know what I'm saying? Miss Creole in the building. How you doing, baby girl? What's happening?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, shit. Waiting on no hands, girl. No hands.
No hands.
Yeah, that's my shit, man. I'm telling you. Look, everybody, y'all can check Miss Creole, the whole Crime City Records out, too, on TampaRap.com. The video is featured on there. Either type in the search, DJ Smell So Good, and you'll find it under my profile, or it's right there on the main page. So y'all can actually see this song right here. You know what I'm saying? Being performed live. And also, I got all on my video, my live video stream rotation. You know, I got the live video show popping. So I got the whole show, you know what I'm saying, from y'all performing one of them Tuesdays where Krim was like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to get some motherfucking head after the club, put your motherfucking hands in there. Yo, so, you know, I got the whole performance, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my shit. So how your New Year starting off, Miss Creole? How everything starting off for you?
It's good.
Yeah? Well, what you expecting out of 2010?
To do big things, to get ahead. Trying to get the bigger and better things.
Girl, you can't never say get ahead, girl.
you know what? You know what?
Woo! Look, motherfucker, no hands. That's what I'm talking about, man. Look at him. Hey, check this out, y'all. I got to go ahead and get into my news, man. I love, you know, sitting in chit chatting and talking with y'all, but you know, I got to bring some real shit to you real quick. So, everybody tune on, put this bitch on speakerphone or whatever you got to do, but hopefully the kids ain't motherfucking around, because, yeah, this is Uncut Uncensored Radio right here on Regular Game Radio, and we are live in the news, man, where we finna take this thing all the way around the world, and I mean around the world. Treece, where the hell is University of Texas at?
University of Texas is downtown.
That's near you?
Huh?
Yeah. That's in Austin? Okay. Well, researchers study the difference between dog and cat people. Hell, y'all motherfuckers wasting time on. All right. A researcher with the University of Texas has found there really is a difference between dog people and cat people. Yeah. Some wasteless time ass motherfucker named Sam Gosling, a professor at the University of Texas, gave personality tests to more than 4,000 people. Yeah, Gosling found those who called themselves dog people were more extroverted, more agreeable, and more conscientious. Self-described cat people were more neurotic, but they were also more open. Did anybody give a fuck about that? Who got a dog? Shit, who got a dog on here? Anybody got a dog? I know y'all dogs, you know. I know y'all dogs. But, you know, I'm talking about the, you know, felines and all that shit. But fuck it, damn, we got that shit. Niggas with dogs and cats don't mix. That's called get your ass outside and stay the hell away from me and make sure no I don't come in the yard. That's cats too, shit. Damn that. The Gay Awards. Wow.
I know people that have cats. They kind of are
kind of
weak.
Like neurotic, yeah. They do it. It is a different personality, man. But you got to think about too. When you handle a cat, what is a cat? A cat is frantic. That bitch will jump out your hand at any fucking time. You know what I'm saying? That bitch be all over the house. Yeah, tail, all kind of shit. Way more than a dog do. But they always sharpening their fucking nails on your furniture and shit they ain't supposed to be. Yeah. I mean, hell yeah. So that got to reflect. And people get things to reflect their personality. You feel me? Big niggas get little ass dogs and shit. You know, why? Why little people get big-ass dogs? Why? Try to make them feel bigger. You know what I'm saying? Try to make them feel bigger than what they really are. Or some people self-conscious about their height and make them want to feel smaller than what they... Bitch, nigga, you is 7 feet, nigga. That goddamn chihuahua is doing nothing for your stature. You know? That is doing nothing for your stature. Webster? You know what I'm saying? Carrying around a motherfucking basset hound? Yeah, that is doing nothing for your stature at all. Anyway, let's go to Sweden, y'all. Damn, we all the way across the world, and I mean the world. Where a floor collapses. Floor collapses at a Weight Watchers clinic. God damn. Y'all motherfuckers should have slim slow before y'all came up in the motherfuckers. Yeah, the floor of a Weight Watchers clinic in Vaxholm in South Central, South Central Sweden. I wonder if they got gangbangers in Sweden. Nah, I'm just bullshit. Collapsed on Wednesday night beneath a group of about 20 participants in the weight loss program. The Weight Watchers participants had gathered in the group's facilities to see how much they had lost. As it turned out, however, Peebles' weight was not the only thing to fall. Yeah, we suddenly heard a huge thud, and we almost thought it was an earthquake, and everything flew up in the air. The floor collapsed in one corner of the room and along the walls. One of the participants told the whatever the hell newspaper, smaller posting, whatever the hell. Damn, is that a bit? Isn't that kind of the reverse on your self-consciousness, though? You come in this motherfucker to get your shit weighed, thinking that you losing weight, and the flow drop on all you fat motherfuckers.
So nobody losing no weight.
You feel me? That would seem like a defeat of the program. Y'all brung the whole goddamn flow down.
Damn.
All right, let's take this thing on to New York. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to, you know what I'm saying, all my New Yorkians up in there. You know what I'm saying? Miss Sweet D Love and everybody. The weirdest chick in the industry. Lady Gaga. Yeah. The Gay Awards nominate Lady Gaga and Ford Film. Yeah. Singer Lady Gaga and fashion designer turned director Tom Forrest's debut film were among the nominees for the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamations, Against Defamations annual media awards on Wednesday. The organization named 116 nominees for outstanding coverage of gay issues in categories in film, television, documentary, music, theater, comic books, and journalism. Fags are everywhere, basically. The 21st GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, whatever the fuck that is, Gay Ass, Lick Ass, N Dick Awards, or whatever, I don't know, will be handed out at the three ceremonies beginning on March 13th in New York. Tom Forrest's film, A Single Man, that follows the life of a gay professor, and director Lee Daniels' film Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire, about a struggling Harlem teen who befriends a lesbian teacher, were among nominees in the outstanding film category. Which, we weren't watching Precious for that. Anybody watch Precious to you know, because she befriended a fucking lesbian teacher? Was that the motivation for anybody going out and checking that film out?
Hell no.
What kind of shit is that? Was that even in the motherfucking headlines?
Nope.
Hell no.
Nobody knew about it until just now.
Bro. Just now. Y'all got some fucking gay people always trying to, man, yeah, you bitches is different. Motherfuckers is different. How about you trying to do something different? All you got to be a part of some shit, man. Just let shit be. Well, you just can't let shit be, man. What the hell is that all about? All right. Party time back up in the building, y'all. Let me, y'all hold on 1 second. El Segundo. And beam my homeboy back up in it. Get your punk ass out of the way, man. Y'all got to excuse me. I'll be hiring help and shit. Motherfucker getting in the way and shit. Get your punk ass out of the way, nigga. What's wrong with you? Wheelchair taking up too much of the damn enterprise. Get your ass out of the way. For real, man. What the hell? He be rolling around this motherfucker just getting into shit. You know what I'm saying? Got his other friend.
Yay!
Yeah, get your retarded ass out of here. You know, every time they do that shit, I got to talk to these motherfuckers.
Shit.
You know?
If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know, fuck it. Yeah, I ain't got no wheelchair. I can't even be rolling over niggas' toes and shit, so fuck it. It's gonna be that type of party, you know what I'm saying? Shit. The hell going on around here? Anybody ever been like this?
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Damn.
I've been there before, people. I've been there. Yeah, y'all know I'm fucking around, man. Let me go. Let's see what we want in the background. Get your money. Let's play Smash Wolf, our background music. I'm going to wrap this news up, people. I know I just started, but we're going to wrap the shit up. Going over here to Easy Rider. You know what I'm saying? Easy Rider Land, Pennsylvania. Where a hairdresser is sentenced for a shooting dissatisfied customer. Damn. Versus McDonald's and the bitch tearing up the goddamn McDonald's and shit over a cheeseburger. Now motherfucker is getting killed over here, dude. I know you heard about that. Man, that was the most embarrassing shit of 2010 so far for black people. This big fat 19-year-old motherfucker looking like Precious and shit got her ass up at McDonald's. Throwing cash registers and water dispensers and shit. Just tearing up a bitch shit over a cheeseburger that wasn't made right. Bitch, what, they forgot cheese on the motherfucker? Get your fat ass out of here. I would have kicked that bitch in her goddamn belly, man. That's why I don't work at fast food restaurants. I got a short temper for ignorance. Get your ass out of here with that bullshit. I would kick her in her motherfucking head. A Washington County hairstylist who claims she didn't know, she didn't motherfucking know a 38 caliber handgun was a deadly weapon. What the bitch? What?
She didn't know what?
She didn't know a 38 caliber handgun was a deadly weapon. Well, this dumbass will spend 5 to 20 years in prison. Yeah, 5 to 20 years in prison for shooting a dissatisfied client in the lower back. Bitch, you should have went on ahead and killed him. It's 10, 20 life down here. You pull a gun, yeah, 10 years. And you motherfucker shoot that bitch into somebody, 20 to life. They lean in on her ass, you know what I'm saying? Okay, ass bitch. 40-year-old Monique Reed of Washington was convicted in May on aggravated assault and other charges in the March 6, 2008 shooting of 28-year-old Lauren Newton. Police say Mrs. Reed shot Mrs. Newton when she scuffled with the customer and her sister about a hair weave Mrs. Reed did for Mrs. Newton. Mrs. Newton has recovered from her wound. Bitch, it's fake hair anyway.
Yeah, is that serious? I mean,
goddamn, put a fucking wig on. I don't give a shit. Let me tell y'all something, women. I can give two shits of a damn about your hair. Really? Because if we do what the fuck we supposed to be doing, that shit's going to get messed the fuck up anyway. And I don't need you sitting up here talking about, oh, you messed up my $60, $70, $80 hair. Do fuck that. I'm a rough rider, baby, and I ain't talking about with the condom off. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Shit. $67, too. You mean that $5 pack? Shit, I go buy you $5.
Hey, you know what I mean? Shit. Girl, throw this motherfucking wig on. $20 wig on. Let's get busy. That way, when I want to get into it, I snatch that bitch off. You know what I'm saying? Do what I need to do.
My bad.
Let's go on over here to Rwanda, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Krute. You know what I'm saying? Queen my dog. All my people out there. Yeah. My name Ashwood. My name Party Time. Me friend.
Queen my dog.
And me friend Computer Lady hanging out. Thank y'all. You know, a wife kills cheating husband with a hoe. Damn, you beat the hoe. He was cheating with? Damn, you bad, girl.
Oh, man.
Oh, this bullshit. A Rwandan woman killed her husband of 15 years after he sold a family goat and bought clothes for another woman. Yeah, bitch, you done sold milk. Nigga, you done sold our milk product. Nigga, you got to die. Shit. Bitch, we can't even get 40 acres of the mule down here. Nigga, you got the mule and some clothes. You giving shit away? Bitch, you got to die. Shit. Police are holding Joyce Mika Marugo of Kanyagi's cell in Ruga Rama. God damn, y'all got some crazy ass names, man. Damn, well, y'all might cut your tongues out when you go back to Africa because your shit going to come out anyways. Damn. Muka Muka Riga. Ruga Raka Ranga. Damn, well, coming like a peace act. Oh, what the fuck is that? Oh, out of wild, it's a baby. Oh, it's Bob. He said it's a boy. Yeah, he got a baby, and it's a boy. Man, what the hell? For allegedly murdering her husband Monday when she found out he was sleeping with a neighbor. The 45-year-old mother of five says she killed her husband because his infidelity kept haunting her, and she couldn't take it anymore. The suspect said later, I hit him with a hole in the head, and he died instantly. I hit that hoe in the head. That's what you did. You hit that hoe in the head.
Hit that hoe with a bottle or something.
Hit that hoe in the head and he died. Oh, well, hey, you know, sorry. You'll be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't that the date no more, man. I don't even marry you anymore.
Man, fuck that. Because, I mean, with me, shit. It's that dude we part. I'm going to tell you now. That's why I ain't trying to get mad. Bitch, I will kill your motherfucking ass before we motherfucking separate. And I expect the same. Death do we part. Women don't marry a nigga that smells so good, and smells so good will kill your motherfucking ass. Let me find you cheating on me. Bitch, I'm not leaving. I'm not getting no divorce. I don't believe in none of that shit. I believe in taking your ass out, you taking me out, or the Lord taking us both out by his good grace. Other than that, shit, me, we're going to be together. We're going to be stuck together forever. You take the motherfucking R off of that bitch. Forever. Take the B off of it too, ever. Forever. Shit, nah, man. Anyway, let's go on back to Lubbock. Where the hell's Lubbock at?
Say Lubbock,
Lubbock. However you pronounce it, Lubbock, Lubbock, L-U-B-B-O-C-K.
Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock, okay, Lubbock, Texas. Then, all right. Where is that at? In Texas, motherfucker. Shit.
Texas.
I love people asking silly questions and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like. We're in Texas, bitch, in Texas, motherfucker. Like you know. You ain't been in this motherfucker. I tell you where the Piggly Wiggly on 7th and 8th at. You gonna know where the hell that's at? No. Shit. Anyways, body art is linked to defiance. Deviance. Texas State University sociology study suggests a correlation between multiple pieces of body art, also known as tattoos or piercings, and deviant behavior. Jerome Koch said his body art team surveyed 1,753 students at 4 unnamed Midwestern and Southern universities and found those respondents with multiple tattoos or piercings were more likely to admit to deviant behavior. Results indicate that respondents with 4 or more tattoos, 7 or more body piercings, or piercings located in their nipples or genitals were substantively, y'all spelled that shit wrong. It's supposed to be substantially, motherfucker. And significantly more likely to report regular marijuana use. I bet you I ain't got no piercing. Fuck that got to do with weed.
It's all about the person. It don't matter how many tattoos.
You know what I'm saying? And occasional use of other illegal drugs and a history of being arrested for a crime. All those are motherfucking stereotypes.
Stereotypes.
All that shit is fucking stereotypes. What the hell, Leva? Man, I know females that got tattoos, and it might be their mama on them and shit. You know what I'm saying? They family or they kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't mean they going out there and finna get your motherfucking ragged ass name put on them. Or, you know, fuck the world or something like that put all on them. That's just these wannabe ass. Tupac ass niggas nowadays, you know what I'm saying? They want to go out and put all that fake shit on their damn arms and all that calligraphy and shit. You don't even know what the hell on your goddamn body and shit.
All the Chinese letters and stuff.
You feel me? You don't know what the hell these Chinese people putting on you. Fuck out yourself. No, that is your name. That is your name. Yeah, they don't put fuck America on you and shit. So everywhere you go, the shit say fuck America. Chinese people laughing and shit. Ha, he said, fuck America. Ha, ha, ha. But they ain't motherfucking telling you. Shit. All right. Believe that bullshit if you want to. Let's go to motherfucking Arizona, man. Try to wrap this thing up. Got a couple more El Segundos up in this motherfucker. Play this background. This is for all y'all haters out there. This is B.O.B. featuring Rick Ross and Juvenile. Because, you know, I got haters everywhere I go, too, so. You know, it's cool with me. Fuck Milwaukee, all you gay-ass niggas down there. Whole-ass nigga network. Yeah. Let me go to Arizona, man, where America's toughest sheriff, yeah, faces a new fight. This is the same punk motherfucker that's been in the headline. He's Arizona's most popular politician and arguably America's toughest sheriff. But today, Joe Arpaio faces his biggest challenge. Yep. A grand jury investigation that could cost him his office. Arpaio forced inmates to wear pink underwear, claiming the color calmed them. He created the nation's first female chain gang. He reduced inmate meals from 3 to 2 a day, claiming to serve the cheapest prisoner meal in the U.S. at just 15 cents each. Arpaio eliminated coffee, salt, and pepper from inmate meals and banned skin magazines from jail cells. Inmates' TV choices, the Disney Channel, and C, I don't know what the fuck C is. It's 120 degrees in Iraq, and the soldiers are living in tents, and they didn't commit any crimes. So shut your mouth. Arpaio declared war on illegal immigration by using local deputies to enforce federal immigration crimes. Sweeps and targeted enforcements in Latino communities led to massive arrests, but charges of racial profiling. Now, everything that I agree with, a lot of that shit. I mean, truthfully, I'm ex-military, so sorry. I don't give a fuck about anybody getting locked up in prison. Really, you should be in a goddamn 2x2 cell and looking at the motherfucking walls until the rest of your goddamn time is over with. Don't let me become a goddamn prison warden. Fuck no, you wouldn't have shit in the motherfucking prison. But a Bible in that bitch, get back to religion, and some goddamn ethnic books talking about Africa. So you'll understand who the fuck you really is. That's why your dumb ass is in this motherfucking situation, because you don't understand who the fuck you really are. You let somebody else lead you and tell you who they want you to be. And that's why you in this situation. Damn, boy, people are like, damn, Smell, you fuck up a lot of shit, wouldn't you? Yeah, crash all these goddamn churches down. Kick everybody's motherfucking ass the fuck up out of it. Get your punk ass over there in that church. I hear that shit. Anyways, the pact with the devil. Yeah, Robertson blames Haiti for the quake. Yeah. Anybody ever watch these quack motherfuckers on the 700 Club? It's a real, I mean, the 700 Club is on the Christian Network, with so-called Christian Network.
Oh, yeah, sometimes, yeah.
So-called Christian Network. Man, be some fucking nutballs on that shit, man. Fucking real nutballs. And I'm going to say that because the Reverend Pat Patterson turned his head with appearance on the 700 Club on Wednesday when he blamed Haitian history for today's devastating earthquake. In short, Robinson claimed that the quake was divine retribution for a pact with the devil that was sworn long ago, a statement he was audacious enough to make while the 800 number for disaster relief scrolled at the bottom of the broadcast. The theory that Haiti is a nation built on a pact with the devil has circulated on a number of websites, each tracing back to an apocryphal tale of Haitian voodoo priests sacrificing a pig and drinking its blood in 1791 in order to secure Satan's aid in expelling the French occupation. Yeah. Well, what do you call these old AC/DC motherfuckers who do that shit live on a goddamn stage during a rock and roll concert? Yeah. Motherfuck you, homie. Crooked ass goddamn bitch. Where is that your place to be talking? You feel me? Ain't that blaspheming? When you sitting here talking about another motherfucker, ain't that, he ain't supposed to be doing that. And you the goddamn leader of the pack. So, bitch, I can do that. I'm not sitting up here talking about I'm a ordained this or preaching that or this, that. You feel me? I'm living by the laws and dying by the laws. You are holding yourself to a higher standard. So for you to get on this motherfucking television and sit up here and say that these goddamn people is wrong, and you ain't sitting up here blaming America for motherfucking taking they motherfucking bitch asses from England and coming over here and making this cesspool of fuck shit, and then going over to Africa and bringing the strongest motherfuckers and help and making us build this cesspool of fuck shit. Man, motherfuck you, Patterson. And any fucking reverend preacher, pastor, priestess, whatever that has your same thinking. People is dead over there, man. That is a motherfucking natural occurrence. Nobody blamed no motherfucking Asian people for the tsunami that wiped all they goddamn people out, or the earthquake that hit China and knocked out half of and killed billions of people. You know what I'm saying? He didn't jump his ass on there and say no stupid shit like that. That is very disrespectful, man. Very disrespectful. For all the families out there that done lost somebody, please go to the 700 Club and find some way to find that bitch's address and send that motherfucker a special note. Yeah. I seen your ass the motherfucking hot coals in the mail, motherfucker. Shit. Yeah, old my nigga Art in the motherfucking building. Hold on, man. Damn, I'm going to have to extend the show, man. Art! Y'all give him a motherfucking round of applause, man. Goddamn Art. Fresh Out. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Fresh Out himself, man. You know what I'm saying? Got all the ladies screaming and shit now. That's what I'm talking about.
What's up?
Oh.
What's up?
Oh.
What's up,
bro? Oh. I'm bad. What up, hoes? You got to hit them hoes sometime. You know, the hoes be screaming too loud and shit. Nigga, what's that, homie? What the fuck you do?
Listen,
we're coming by. Oh, okay. Calling me and shit. Now I'm talking about, you know. Now, check this out, people. We officially, you know what I'm saying? We officially into the, you know, VIP hour. Show is now officially over. You know what I'm saying? We into this after hours, hours. And ain't no more music to be played or nothing. But what's up, all right, man? What to do, don't do, brother?
Yeah, when you come by, go to my father's house.
Dude, what that? What happened?
You got a package for you.
Oh, there's some herbals, some little, there's some cousin Tony, some cousin.
You can get some with this package.
Yeah, there's some cousin Rick, cousin Tony, nigga. I got to hang up now, people. Shit. I think Mary Jane is calling me. Goddamn it, shit. Fuck, I'm talking about. Is Mary calling me? Hello, Mary. Is that you, baby? Oh, I hear you, girl. I'm coming to rescue you. Just hold on, mama. You just hold on. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't had my daily chronic break for the day. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm crying out for Mary right now. She's crying out for me. Smoke me, please. Smoke me, please. Nigga, what, you in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, we got everybody, man. California, New York. Texas up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You got Dade City, 813, Tampa Bay, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out all my trade folk niggas, man. And make sure, people. You know what I'm saying? I got the new live video shit, man. Go and see your goddamn video live, man. I don't be posting this shit up on my radio station for a bitch not to come and hear their music played. Just like I don't post your goddamn videos up for you to not go see your shit played live over the video. www.livestream.com/WDGE radio. Quill, you are on there. Ashwood, you are on there. Red Shades is on there. Goofy Bone is on there. All kind of various commercials are on there. And if anybody want to get on there, please tell them to send their motherfucking videos to WDGE Radio TV at live.com. That's live.com. So, WDGE Radio TV at live.com. You feel me? It doesn't necessarily have to be a music video, because if you check it out, it's another video on there by Tamika Campbell, the lady that got her daughter killed by motherfucking Tampa General Hospital. You know what I'm saying? They murdered her daughter and shit. So, that's up on there. You feel me? So, go check the shit out, man. It's there. It's there for everybody, man. I mean, shit. I can't say nothing else, man. I'm doing what the fuck I'm supposed to do. I mean, go and goddamn check the shit out so you can tell me, well, nah, I ain't. If you tell me I ain't see the shit up there, then I'm going to tell you a motherfucking lie, because I got the shit up there, and I'm watching this shit my motherfucking self. That means you didn't motherfucking go and look. So until I had to get everybody to come and tell me, okay, yeah, man, I seen that shit, that's hot. I'm going to keep telling y'all motherfuckers. I'm talking to you too, Crime City, Krim, Hitman, Krell, Bobby Treacherous, Crim Creek, Ashwood.
Nah, nigga, I done told this shit. I told y'all seen this shit.
Everybody. And comment, goddammit. And leave a fucking comment at the bottom. Shit. Y'all go on my faces. Y'all be going on my faces and shit. Talking about, oh, you know, I'm just dropping through, show some love on your page. Fuck that. Drop some comments. Drop some comments about your shit. Nah, yeah, I don't want no fucking comment. I want you to go on that bitch. Yeah, this is Crime City Records. You know what I'm saying? You can check us out at whatever, www.crimecityrecords.com or our MySpaces. This is our contact info for booking and all that shit. This is Ashwood. I got my new DVDs. Hit me up at this number. Hit me up on the MySpace. Go to this, that. No Sleep Films DVD is now out. I do not give a fuck if a bitch go on my shit and tell my man, I'm just coming through to show some love. Fuck that. I don't want to. Them is not comments to me. Feedback is what the fuck makes my world go around. That's what I love. That's what I need. Feedback.
There you go.
Give it to the artist. If you don't feedback to me, I can't feedback to the artist. I need feedback, people. That's from everybody on everything I love. Do not go to my shit and leave no goddamn MySpace comments. And put no fucking Hotmail code bullshit, talking about some kisses and hugs bullshit. None of that, man. Get fucking personal on my shit, because I'm getting personal on your shit. I went on a nigga named, tomorrow I'm going to have this nigga on, I'm going to be airing this nigga named Spody out of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? He just got signed to Grand Hustle Records Entertainment. I went on this nigga shit on greenhits.com. He talking about he wanted feedback. I left this nigga some motherfucking feedback. I watched the little video that he goddamn did, and I told him straight up, you got talent, and it seems that you got a little stage presence. One thing I hate, and this is what a lot of niggas do, because all y'all finna take this personal, is I hate when you come on stage and you're rapping over your fucking music. I cannot stand when you come on stage and you are rapping over your own music. Bring the instrumental of your music with just the hooks, and then we can hear your shit clearly. I had to tell him, I was like, damn, dog, it seemed like you was jamming on stage. But you yelled over your music because, one, okay, the DJ did have the music, like, bam, and I mean. But then that wouldn't matter if he was just playing instrumentals. Because if he was just playing the beats, that's all they going to hear, some loud-ass beats. So whatever you say over that mic is going to come clearly through that mic. And it shouldn't be no DJ turn my mic up. Shouldn't be no DJ turn my mic up. It shouldn't be no smell so good turn my motherfucking mic up. You cannot hear yourself over yourself. You cannot hear yourself over yourself. I know it's hitting a lot of y'all to the heart because all y'all done did this before. All I'm saying
yeah,
is.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What I'm saying is.
I got a tear in my eye right now, man.
What I'm saying is, on the outside looking in, bruh, the quality of it does not sound good compared to your raw vocals over just your raw beats.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
That shit comes out way better, way cleaner, man. I'm serious. It does. And to me, what you singing over your music, that's like a handicap. It kind of handicaps you. It kind of puts you in a lazy zone because you know you can take a pause. You can just shut the fuck up because, you know what I'm saying, your shit is playing in the background. Anybody can do that. Anybody can lip sync. Anybody can lip sync. You ain't even got to get up there and rap. Just get up there and move your lips to your shit. That's lip syncing. I'm telling you now. I'm calling y'all niggas out Tuesday, man. Tuesday. I'm calling some of y'all niggas out, man. I need some real artists to step up for 2010, man. Bring me like Griff do. When Griff come up in that bitch, it's three motherfucking instrumentals. That's all it is. Them his beats, though. Them his songs. And he knows them bitches verbatim. So when he come out, bam, he spits them bitches. Tuesday night, another nigga came up there. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he was from New York. You feel me? So he came up that bitch. He was like, you know, I'm fucking with the South, though. You know what I'm saying? He told me play his music. I played his music. It's nothing but three beats. And he spit everything. He spit his whole routine over his beats. That shit came out extra clear. Because we can hear you. We can't really hear you, man. It kind of adds feedback when you rap over your own shit. It adds feedback.
Hey, Smell.
Yeah.
You give me a call out? That what you're doing?
Nigga, I just gave everybody a call out. I ain't making personal. I just call all y'all niggas out.
You can give me a call out.
And female. I'm calling every artist out. Next Tuesday, bring your motherfucking beats only.
Hey, you know it's my show Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah, well, then fuck it then. You know, I ain't worried about it. Shit. Bring your beats only. Bring your beats only. Shit.
You know I like a challenge.
Bring it. Man, but it ain't no challenge, bro. You know your music.
You know I do. But I'm lazy.
I know my music. I'm sitting here smoking, talking, thinking about life as a puff pass. Nobody's like, ooh, wee. The only tree for me, I sit back with a little joy and I'm off the heath. Then that's past the blunt. I know my shit. I know Money for Sale. I know every song I done motherfucker wrote since 2005. And only been four of them.
I got
you know what I mean?
You
and I ain't never performed them motherfuckers.
You.
But I know my shit. So I know you know your shit. Because y'all come every Tuesday and perform that bitch verbatim. So you know your motherfucking music. I know you know it. You don't stray off. You don't miss a word. You know what I'm saying? And with you, it don't even really make no... I'm saying, especially you, Krill. Because when you get on stage, bro, you bring you draw attention where you really don't need your music in the background. You know your shit so hard that really, unless you just got the ad-libs in it, that's really the only thing you stop for, is to do an ad-lib. You know what I'm saying? Then you right back into it, though. So it's like a handicap. It's really like a handicap.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing you need to bring in there is your ad-libs and a hook. That's it.
I ain't gonna bring nothing but the
you feel me? And to get up in that bitch and do you. But I ain't worried about next Tuesday. I already know next Tuesday gonna be ignorant. I ain't even worried about that. Next Tuesday night, people, you know what I'm saying? Crime City Records will be taking over Coco's Lounge. Now, personally, you know what I'm saying, it's probably gonna be our last Tuesday up in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, management just we can't. It's not progressive. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to work with us, so we can't even work with you. You know what I'm saying? As far as the artist, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm not finna take units and you know, kill the DJ bullshit every time because a motherfucking the system keeps shutting off. You know what I'm saying? Because they got raggedy equipment, or the music ain't loud enough because they got raggedy equipment. And it's not no fucking DJ's job to bring no goddamn equipment into no motherfucking club.
Yeah, it's that.
If anybody say that shit is correct, you tell them to kiss your motherfucking ass. This is a goddamn club. You here to entertain people. It ain't got shit to do with the DJ, really. You can pop a fucking CD in and let that bitch run. But you still supposed to have a sound system up in this motherfucker.
Yep.
But you let Coco's Lounge tell it, though, they only hire DJs that got their own equipment. That's what that bitch spit in my face and told me. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't cool. Because the niggas that brung it, DJ Pong, Big Rope, K-Style, who they blew his speakers on the last Friday he was in there. You feel me? Blew this man's speakers. Didn't even tell him. He didn't find out until Tuesday night that his shit was blew.
Mm.
Because he left his equipment in the club for these other punk-ass motherfuckers to use, and they didn't take care of his shit. Just like nobody ain't going to take care of your shit like you.
Like you take care of your shit. Hell yeah.
That shit was foul, man. That shit was like extra foul. You know what I'm saying? It's still pass foul. And it's just waste of time, man. We bringing up too much technology and equipment. You know what I'm saying? We bring up too much exposure for a place that don't even want to be exposed. They want to keep doing more bullshit than actually go ahead and just... Bitch, shit, every night should be motherfucking open mic night the way we doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Every fucking night, we should have 2 hours out of y'all motherfucking night to put our open mic night shit on. Because we bringing Tuesday nights really is one of the thickest nights. Besides Friday, Tuesday and Friday they thickest nights. And all we got is independent artists. We ain't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't even heard of these motherfuckers that we presenting to you. But we got motherfuckers that want to hear y'all motherfuckers though. Nobody want to hear just a nigga, you know what I'm saying, just up there just throwing in industry music all fucking night. I don't want to hear that shit. You would never hear Smell So Good do no shit like that. That's why the clubs, you don't get mad at Smell. Because I don't give a fuck. Just like I told Quick, I don't give a fuck. It's independent artist night. Fuck them hoes. Ain't no fucking stripper night on independent artist night. Bitch, you will never get paid if I'm up in this motherfucker DJing. I don't give a damn. You better go lap dance with some of these artists in this motherfucker. You won't get no motherfucking no play with me. I do not play on independent artist night. Indie night is strictly for the independent artist. There is no motherfucking commercial music played no in between. Fuck Jeezy, OJ, T.I., whoever the hell else. You don't get no love tonight. After 12 o'clock, you get love. I told that bitch. I say, man, he thought, man, well, you know, dog, you just can't play no independent artist. We got other people. Fuck everybody else. If they didn't come up in here to listen to some independent artists motherfucking get on the mic, then get the fuck up out of here. This ain't your night. This is not your night. But see, what you got is a problem in that club, especially is you got the goddamn managers trying to be the promoter of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to run the promoter of the night and run what goes on and that night, and trying to run a DJ. But them motherfuckers, no, they don't get nothing but knuckle sandwiches from me. You feel me? I told that nigga, man, when I come on from 11 to 12, and everybody noticed that, from 11 to 12, I played nothing but independent artists. Nothing but independent artists. That is it. That's all you gonna fucking hear. After 12, yeah, then I start playing the other bullshit, because all the other shit is bullshit to me. Mm-hmm. That shit is bullshit. So no, I'm not gonna fucking play that shit. I really would never play that shit if it was up to me. I would never play nobody in this sign. And if you get signed to a record label, I'm not playing your ass either. No offense, Asswood. No offense, Crime City. I mean, but shit, your goal is to do what? Whatever you want to do in this industry. You can be a motherfucking, you can make plenty of money without being signed.
Hell yeah.
You know, but if you want to go and bench ride, you want to go and get signed, you want to bench ride, ride the bench, ride the pine, I'm going to stop fucking with you, because that's the way I look at the industry. They want you to ride the pine. They want to take your creativity, your talent, your everything, sit your ass down on the bench. Since you was pushing 50,000 units on the street on your own, now we got you. And since you don't want to be smart enough to keep pushing them units on your own, let's go ahead and just sit your ass down for a year or two. And when we're ready, we'll go ahead and pump your image up and shit. But right now, we got this $100,000 investing in Rocco. So we got to, you know, no, his songs ain't hitting. We know that. We know his album is sucks. But we can push his image, because this nigga is willing to get on stage. This nigga is willing to get in front of any photo shoot or anything else we put this nigga in front of. So we can pump at this nigga right now. You coming in here, Mr. Creative Man. You coming in here with your own shit written. You coming in here with all these ideas and shit. Basically, nigga, you coming in here trying to take my motherfucking job. Huh? See, nobody, as artists, y'all don't be looking at that shit in the industry, man. The things that you present to motherfuckers is really job-threatening. Because you telling these motherfuckers they ain't doing what the fuck they supposed to be doing. If so, nigga, you would have known about me.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been knowing what the fuck I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to hear that shit. They is two goddamn artists away from getting fired. Shit. Like getting fired. Anybody can do that job. Anybody can book some fucking shows. Anybody can, you know what I'm saying, say, hey, Crab, I want y'all to come down here and perform at my club. Anybody can do that. What's hard about that? It's hard to say, well, hey, man, when y'all come down here, I got $2,500 for you. When you get down, it ain't 25 people in the motherfucker. Okay, because there was no promoting put in, no flyers. That sound familiar, don't it?
Yeah.
Coco's Lounge. No flyers, no promotions, no street team, no radio promotions. How in the hell do y'all possibly get new people to come to your club every single day?
Yeah.
You don't. You get word of mouth. You just get the hood, and that's the only thing you're going to keep fucking getting is the hood. You're never going to get USF to come down there. Any college students. I don't give a fuck if you did a super-duper college night. You're not going to advertise it. You're not going to give no kind of reason for nobody to want to actually be there, though. And that's the problem that we is facing all the way down. It starts at the head. The record labels, yeah, is at the head, because that's where everybody trying to run and get to. But then at the motherfucking bottom is the clubs and radio, which everybody's trying to get into or onto. Shit. Like I told Ja, man, it took a campaign. It took this radio station to call goddamn 94.1, and it took us over, I would say, 45 minutes of straight calling. 45 minutes of back-to-back calling, and they played Ja's new song. Ellie, that girl, played her song on the radio, because when I called back and I talked to goddamn, who the fuck was that? Was that Sandman or one of the motherfuckers' cars? One of them motherfuckers, Scatman. Scatman was like, you know, it's cool. I mean, we got a song, and we seen that, you know what I'm saying, shit. And one day she had more requests than T.I.G.'s and everybody else. But the thing of it is, this is not consistent. If you can do this tomorrow, the next day and the next and a week straight, if you can do that a week straight, that's the impact they're looking for. That's the impact they're looking for. If not, you're going to have to kick out some cheese for them to play your shit. Nigga told me it takes 350 song requests per day to get your song in rotation on the radio. How many of y'all know 350 people right now that will support you? I mean, but I'm saying like right now that you can send a text message out, call this number, request my song, and they're going to actually do it, though. You're not. That's why it took me, it took this radio station. I had everybody from around the world calling. Goofy Bone called 10 times. That's from California. Miss Computer Lady called 10 times from Ohio. Miss Tasha Triple X called from motherfucking Australia at the time. Huh? Australia called to request Ja News music. So, shit. Man, it's going to take everything in the world, you know what I'm saying, to get the world to hell we need to be at, man. Believe that. There's just too many haters out here, man. There's too many motherfuckers out there that want you to backslide, man. They don't want to see you progress. And once they see that progression and they ain't got nothing to do with it, they're going to do everything they can to put their motherfucking foot in front of you and trip your ass up. Either you're going to jump over that bitch and keep running down the road, or you're going to trip and be like, oh, fuck, and going to let the motherfuckers run ahead of you. But you're fucking wrecking the game, it ain't going to happen. I ain't going to allow it to happen. You got the wrong nigga. I'm standing in the paint for mine. So, on that note, I'm getting the fuck up out of here because Mary Jane done called me and I'm over my smoking dude. I'll see you niggas in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Once again, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Art, you know what I'm saying? Welcome out, homie. You know what I'm saying? It's real big. Shouts out to Krim, Crime City Records. You know what I'm saying? Hitman, Krim, Bobby Treacherous, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Representing that whole label. No Sleep, motherfucking entertainment. Ashwood, No Sleep Films. Check out the DVD. Now on sale. DVD number 2 is coming out soon.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Also, you know what I'm saying? Come check out Regular Game Entertainment. Party Time Smells So Good, man. We on 34th and Chelsea Street. Got some new mixtapes out there available. You feel me? My nigga Ashwood going to be hanging out on the block a little later on. Y'all want to come through, put some drops down and everything. I got the equipment out there. You can do it. You feel me? I mean, really, man. You either going to roll with Wrecking the Game and Tame it, you going to get rolled the fuck over.
Rolled the fuck over.
That is it. And that's my motto. Anybody want to do me a drop, man? Roll with Wrecking the Game and Tame it or get rolled the fuck over.
That
on that note, peace the fuck out, y'all. You already know. Stay blessed and unstressed, man. And watch the haters because they're watching you. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
peace out, man. You have a great day, man. Tomorrow's Freak the Fuck Out Friday, man. So come freak the fuck out with your boy, man. You already know. Friday's party. Man, we're going to have a good-ass time. Happy Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? To Martin Luther King. And if you didn't know, Teddy Pendergrass is dead.
Yeah, rest in
last
peace.
Night. At the age of 59, R.I.P., you know what I'm saying, to the R&B sensation, man, Teddy Pendergrass. Yeah. Peace.